What's going to be the auditor's responsibility under that bill, and what do you foresee happening over the next few months and years when that goes into effect?
You know, I think Senate Bill 5 is part of a broader conversation regarding municipal court reform. And my office has two roles in regards to this. One, my office is responsible for creating rules that will implement some aspects of Senate Bill 5 regarding reporting revenue from minor traffic violations and certifying certain procedures that the courts are supposed to have in place.
Yeah, just so our listeners understand, Senate Bill 5, among other things, massive court changes, among other things, it will restrict the percentage of a community's budget that can come from court fines and fees.
Specifically traffic fines.
Correct.
And the reason why the auditing process is so important is, first of all, if they go over that 12.5% in St. Louis County, for example, they have to remit that to the schools. And if they don't end up doing that, I'm pretty sure that there's automatic disincorporation elections on the table under certain circumstances.
Right. Under certain circumstances.
So,
right.
I mean, when does that process start to where they have to start turning in their financial reports? Is it next January or is it like on Friday where they have to start turning this in?
That's a great question. The law becomes effective on Friday, but the financial reporting element of the percentages doesn't start until January 1, 2016, or the date after that their fiscal year starts.
Okay.
And what my office is responsible for is creating rules to help municipal courts implement or follow this law. We're implementing those rules. I want to have a transparent rulemaking process to get input from constituents with varying concerns or perspectives. We'll file the rule on September 1. It will be with the Secretary of State. It will be printed in the Missouri Register, but we'll have it online. We're going to hold a public hearing in November 2nd, so we can gather input and consideration for the rulemaking process. We gather all of those comments and we respond to those. You know, I want to have that inclusion. Then by the end of the year, mm-hmm. we'll have a rule in place.
And I just want to ask, like, as far as what do you think these rules will entail and how do you think it would affect cities to be able to comply with these laws?
The rulemaking is, first of all, there's two different parts. One is the revenue percentage mm-hmm. for minor traffic violations, how to turn that information to that and report that information to the office. We look at that, we turn it over to Department of Revenue, and we notify if there are, if there's concerns or if they don't even file that information at all. The other thing is certifying procedures that are outlined in the law. For instance, they have to have an alternative payment plan. They have to have electronic payments, some other different things that the courts are supposed to have and certify that they were in place over the past year.
Yeah.
And we gather that information. But what it really does is it provides additional ways that the auditor's office can hold municipal governments and municipal courts accountable. Mm-hmm. Back last October, the Municipal Court Initiative was announced, and this was before the legislature started to address this issue through the legislative process. Now that that is law, we have some additional ways that we can hold them accountable. But we are auditing more municipal courts. I'm putting additional resources to that, not just the ones that were announced last October, but all municipal courts that we are auditing are going to have that additional level of review. For instance, we pull tickets, pull a sample, review them, make sure they have gone through the proper procedures. But we also look to see that in the information that's reported to the Attorney General for their annual reporting, is that information correct? You know, we don't really have a way right now to check that fully. That's not part of the Attorney General's responsibility, but that can be done through the auditing process. All of this is to say that there's some people, there's some Missourians that have lost faith in their in government, in their municipal courts, and through this audit process, holding them accountable, showing them they're following the rules, that they have this additional certifications in place, that we can restore trust and faith in the court system.
Now, will you need to, or do you plan to ask for any additional staff to kind of oversee this implementation? which, I mean, there's certain provisions of Senate Bill 5 that are going to take years to put in place.
Yes, it will take years to put in place. Certain provisions will. But we're shifting resources and just putting additional resources or more resources towards municipal courts.